Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 13th of September, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here, 605-456-7530, 605-4567. If you're out of the area, and we find out that many people are out of the area. I heard from a guy in Finland yesterday.
I love that.
I thought, whoa. Okay, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and same place as our chat room is. Let's keep the comments nice. We just deleted the whole chat room yesterday. That was pretty good. Well, you know, there's always one or two that get on there, and not always. I take it back. But there were some people on yesterday that were calling our producers members of the Proud Boys, Jared and Travis. Can you believe
really?
That? If they do, are you a Proud Boy, Jared?
No.
Are you about the furthest away from a Proud Boy?
Possibly.
You know what? When they see that, they screenshot it and send it to me yesterday, and I go, just delete it, ban them for life. And then, and at the end of the day, just get rid of the whole chat room.
That must have been the time, yesterday. About the time I walked in. I had
No, it was way earlier.
Because I walked in around noon.
No, I was getting phone calls from show host and all these kind of things.
Jeez.
Which I didn't get till, you know, I hate to admit it, everybody, and for everybody out there that since you're attached to your cell phones, I leave my cell phone away from me at times. Only because I like to go back to the good old days when you weren't tethered to a computer.
Right.
And it, you know, followed you around. Linda's a lot better about this than I am.
No, it's a practice. And I am challenged. I say that to people because rather than being on the phone, I know we have to get to the weather and all of this stuff.
I'm just looking to see if we're on YouTube right now.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. But rather than being on the phone, and I'm just not really a good texter, so I voice text a lot, and then I have to look on it and see, you know, what I really said. Because we know how those things can change. But, you know, when you look at people, I saw this when I was traveling back and forth to Sacramento, where I went Thursday and Friday to see my 88-year-old mother and my 90-year-old father. I just feel like it's really important to go in, and I have to do a check on them. Anyway, I saw people on the freeway literally with their phones on their steering wheels. And I would see people, more than one, a swerve. And I thought, my God, what, you know, it'd be like, do you have kids in the car, whatever. No, I'd look down and you could see that their head was on their phone. We're going 65, 70 miles an hour, 75. I put my cruise control at 77, sometimes I inch up. But the point is that it becomes a perilous act.
It becomes a weapon then.
At that point, you're absolutely correct. So I just refuse to be ding, ding, ding. I just don't because it upsets me. And I just want, like you, I want to be able to, like, oh, isn't it a beautiful day?
Look outside, and not have to be like, I'm down looking, did somebody call me?
And people say, oh, I got to be there for my kids. I got to have my kids.
Well, now,
I'm like, what?
I can understand that you got grandkids or something like that, or if you say your son was a firefighter, I can understand something like that. But yours makes a noise; it makes this melodious.
But let me ask you something: how often, if you just did a study or a check for you personally, and you said, how many times did I text back and forth today with my kids, or my neighbor, or my girlfriend? How many times?
Well, we had on one of our shows the other day. We showed statistics on that, how much time people are tied to their phones. Mm. And that was one of the things that people were trying to fight against, because, you know, the phone knows where you're at. Mm. It knows everything you say. It, and the amount of hours is part of the thing about getting away from that so you can sleep better at night. Anyway.
Hazy today with 100. Yes, like? Hazy today with 100 degrees. You know, yesterday we had some nice weather, I believe, yesterday where we could actually see outside. I know that we were, and Saturday morning and Sunday, we'll talk about that in a minute, but, and then waking up this morning and you can taste the smoke in the house. And then know that when you go outside, you can see this hazy skies, tonight as well, 69. Tuesday calls for hazy with about 103.
Tomorrow?
Yep.
I thought it was going down to the 90s.
No, 103 tomorrow, according to the National Weather Service. Sunny on Wednesday. Wish it was stormy. Wednesday with 95. Wednesday night, mostly clear of 64. Now Thursday's 89.
Okay.
Beautiful. Partly cloudy Thursday night. Friday calls for about 86. And Saturday, well, I hope this happens. Please, a chance of showers. And a chance of showers on Saturday night. And Sunday, 81. So, yes, we are going down to those lower temperatures, thank God. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, operated, senior, and veteran discounts.
Right.
365-3793.
The air quality index today is 158 and unhealthy. Like Linda said, we get up this morning, you smell smoke in the house. And first of all, I wander around the house making sure nothing's caught on fire. But and then when you walk outside. So it's unhealthy today, my friend. So if you have a asthma or any type of sinuses or anything like that, you might want to this is Judy Salter's way of getting everybody to wear a mask when the air quality index is this low. I mean, this high. She, you know, she says, you know, it really helps to wear a mask. Yeah, Judy, I know what you're doing. No, and it does.
Judy, so we love you.
I know, Judy.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be in the conversation.
Right.
Hey, let's talk about the flag ceremony. Okay, now 9/11, of course. You know, I hope I get through this without crying, and I don't know why. Well, we all know why. Of what happened this 9/11 on Saturday was the 20th.
How about 2,997 people died?
Yes, souls perished.
That's a good start.
So, and it was one of those days that we all can recall: the smell, the place, who we were with, the time, everything, and. When you turned on the TV or how you heard about it or whatever. And first of all, I want to do a shout out. I get my prescriptions at Rite Aid. Well, there's a couple things here. I mean, I could just go on, but 7/12. So, I get my prescriptions at Rite Aid.
Until 7:30,
and there's
sweetheart.
A guy there.
You're on a roll.
There's a guy there who is, and I wish I could tell you his name. He's South African. He's got the accent. He's been the nicest guy. And he's so, he's a good guy. And you get to know people like anything, your dry cleaners, wherever you go, you know, and he's part of the circle of our everyday or our monthly or whatever it is, life. And so I walked in and he had on a red, white, and blue mask. And then underneath where you go get your prescriptions, there was a great big American flag, and next to it were the first responders with the Twin Towers or something like that, or the salute to the
raising the flag.
Something like that. And I looked at, there was a technician and himself and one other person, and I said, wow, thank you for that. And he goes, he looks at me and he says in his accent, we can never forget. We always must remember. And he said, I call corporate because I have a flag in the back. And they go, well, he goes, I don't care what you say. I'm putting my flags out there. And then he proceeds to talk about how 20 years ago he was in South Africa. He goes, we gave up a lot of stuff. We gave up a lot of stuff.
A lot of freedoms
because we didn't fight for it. And he said, we can't have that happen here. I'm just getting a prescription. From a guy who's South African and now American. And I love the people who've immigrated to this country. How many do we know? We've gone to a Chinese acupuncturist and her brother. The people who moved, our friends who are Vietnamese that came here and they're Americans. They love our country.
Pakistanis, Indians, Taiwan, people that have come to this country are, they love this country. They see, this is why they came to this country. And yet we see people disparaging this country.
So he could remember exactly what happened, on that day. And I just said, thank you, you know, because that's important. It's just the little things along the way of we will remember, because when this happened, it happened to the world. There were so many people in, World Trade Towers. Is that what they call the World Trade Tower? What are they called? Anyway, yeah. So the world, and people were there in the world. And Carl and I went to New York for my 60th birthday, and we did a tour of the 9/11. You can't just go for a day. You have to, like, and it was just, we were overwrought with the heroism of of the first responders. And so then we went to the 9/11 flag-raising ceremony on Saturday morning. You want to talk about choked up and how beautiful it was when it wasn't just the Reading, it was the people that had come and played the bagpipes and all the cops and the first responders that were there.
May I?
Oh, yes.
In remembrance of this was put on by the Reading Fire Department and the Reading Police Department. And it was to remember the first responders and all those people that, of course, died that day, were murdered that day. And it was beautiful. The raising of the flag, the giant flag, it takes a couple of minutes to get it up there, and then they get it to the top. And then they bring it halfway down and at half mast. Enterprise band was there. They played beautiful music. The speaker, and I can't remember her name, but she was a policeman, and she worked the dispatch. And she, after that, when she retired, she started a program, an organization, to help people with PTSD, first responders, and also their families. And you don't realize it, but the ones that are working in dispatch, they're the first ones that get the phone call, and a lot of times they don't know what happens because they have to go on to another one and some horrible event going on. Anyway, but the event itself was great. It was a lot of people were there. And we got to take this break. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about the second thing we saw
on 9/11.
And then we're going to get into some other things, like not forgetting to vote tomorrow. George Bush made some comments on 9/11 yesterday that has gotten people really upset. On Saturday when he was in Pennsylvania at Flight 93, which I just seen United 93 on Friday, and it was like, wow.
The movie.
Okay, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a bank. It's one of those banks that was set up. And when they say community bank, they mean it. It's locally owned, the local board of directors, it's run by locals here. They support this community in a variety of different ways. They support businesses. Many people who have gone to Cornerstone have done so for the reason is to move their dreams forward, and Cornerstone's helped them. They've got three branches, at one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one right downtown here at 1845 California Street, and the main branch is in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and of course, they're opening one in Anderson in the old Kentucky Fried Chicken place. I'm sure that they've redone the beginning of it. I don't think you can open up an account and you get a bucket of fried chicken. Nope, I'm pretty sure that's not what's going to happen. Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I hear people say, we don't need this war, but I say there's some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Started out down a dirty road.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to our morning show.
Free Fire Radio.
We're live here.
At KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Oh, you know what's weird? You have on my headphones. And I was like,
give me back what? My headphones. My God, no wonder. It blew the wax out of my ears. What's going on with your ears? Okay.
Well, no, I know I like to listen to my headphones. I want to hear all the
stuff. Yeah, you sure do. Hey, welcome back. And by the way, if you want to see what we look like, you can go to YouTube at KCNR. radio live on YouTube, and you can see us as we wave, you know, that. You can see what our, you know, you can see our guest and all these things.
And good morning, Jared, once again.
Good morning.
Hey, all right. Hey, fire
this,
update.
This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by SST Oil. And SST Oil is one of the ones that helps fight this fire. How? They've got their people out there supporting the firefighters with gas, diesel, any type of fuel they need. Plus, they make a lot of runs with jet fuel to the air tankers. They're 24 hours a day, just like our firefighters. SST Oil is one of the premier companies in Reading and this area. They've been around since 1967. It's an employee-owned company. They're always looking for drivers. They have the CFN cards that you can travel anywhere in the United States, 62,000 different places that you can get fuel. They keep track of it for you, or for your company, or even just you as an individual. It's a great place. And super people there. The people that run it came up through the ranks there. You might call them Mustangs. Give them a call at 241-1167.
Time is flying. We've got 5 minutes.
Yeah, before Carrie Schutte's going to be in here. Fire update is the Dixie Fire is now at, it only expanded less than 1,000 acres. I know that's horrible, but it jumps 14,000 acres. Better working conditions, Dixie Fire's at 62%. 62% containment. It grew from Friday to Saturday at 8,000 acres, so less than 1,000 acres is great. Old station was saved. They fought. It was the Alamo at the old station, and they made their stand, and they saved Old Station.
Wow, and you saw the pictures of the fire where the flames were just very present. Right there where we turn, when we're going through the back way to get through Susanville into Reno.
They had built fire breaks in an area to protect the places. Air tankers also dropped numerous loads of fire retardant in the area to keep the blaze from moving west into Old Station. They skirted out, went around it, flanked it, so it really didn't hit Old Station head on. You know, firefighters, we have this sign out, hanging up, that Shasta County thanks our firefighters. And I think, you know, we need to have those signs all over town, frankly.
And that's been up since. Yeah. Let's talk about this. Really quickly, because then we're going to go to 9/11 and something else that happened that day that's just proud, very proud and very moving as far as like what the human spirit can do. We have had that poster up in our storefront here, the studio front, since early July.
Yeah, because we got it during the car fire time, and we put it up again this year. Fires, over 2 million acres, 2.2 million acres at this point. So, hey, something else happened.
Well, quickly, shout out to Bob and Kathy Murray and their gang. They're with the Porsche Club out of Sacramento, worldwide. They go all over the world. This guy is, like, amazing. That's his passion. I mean, restoring and, Porsches. Very, very, knowledgeable. Has been doing it for, 50 some years. And they, were in Bend and they came back. We had dinner with them last night, at the casino. It was great to catch up with them. I've known Kathy since I was 17. And, I just love these two. We don't get to see them enough, but shout out to them and, the good things that they do too.
We went out after, you know, on Friday we had Julie Tamino was here with me, and she started this Ride to Remember 9/11 on September 11th, 2002. She woke up that morning. She said, I have to do something. She got her horse out, got the American flag out, and she rode up and down the freeway there, you know, where Redding Reynolds is, right down there in Churn Creek Bottom, and she rode. Well, it was a wonderful story, and if you have not heard, if you didn't hear the interview, you've got to go back to Friday at 7:30 and just listen to it. What
in the archives.
Amazing, amazing woman this is. And so we went out there after we went to the Giant Flag remembrance.
Right.
We went out there, and there was a whole line of horse trailers and people and all this. So she had probably 20 people out there. And I put it on Facebook. If you get a chance, go to Free Fire Radio Facebook page for that day. And I interviewed her for a short period of time, had some photos out there. A couple thousand of you looked at that, looked at that interviews and stuff. But here's the thing is, they all get out there. They're in, they're on their horses. Some of them wearing red, white, and blue. Some of them wearing just t-shirts and jeans. And they ride up and down the freeway with the American flag, with flags honoring first responders. Signorama had given her a sign about not forgetting with all the names of the those Marines, sailor, and soldiers who fell at Kabul. And you can't imagine how many people coming by there were honking, waving, truck drivers coming by, you know, and waving, and the horses were just magnificent. They, it's, you have to train a horse to carry a flag, but you also have to train a horse to get used to other flags around them. And then there was this little 5-year old.
Oh my gosh.
And she was on her 25-year-old horse.
She should have been the leader.
And she was
fearless leader.
Adorable. And that horse, that she was riding that horse, and she was, you know, she was in charge of that horse. That horse wasn't going to run. That horse that horse knew its job. It was protect that little girl on top of her, but it was that too was fun watching, but oh my gosh, it was
The American pride.
It was touching.
It's like when you get welled up. I mean, it was the intent behind it, first of all, was just honor. You know, what do you do? She clearly, and on that day, or around that time, I don't know what to do. I ride a horse. I just don't know what to do. So this is what she could do. Why she was mourning. Because we were all in mourning.
And it was a year later, and her son was in Afghanistan. He was one of the first groups over there at that point. So just let me say is a big shout-out to Julie and all the writers, Lori Alexander, so many people, you know, the people out there. And, you know, and you didn't have to ride a horse to be out there if you wanted just to walk out there. And there were people doing that, coming out, bringing their families to watch them ride up and down the freeway there. They do it all day long or until, as she said, it either gets too hot or the smoke gets too thick for the horses.
Right.
Not the riders, but the horses.
And they may do intervals. Like somebody could say, I can come out for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to
somebody
be out there
else all day. Comes out for 2 hours and they load up and they leave, but it's an all day deal.
Next year, we're going to be out there.
Yep.
We're going to be out there. It may take a whole year to teach your baby to carry a flag and not be too excited about other flags. And then, but you've got a big field there so that if a truck comes by and lets out and she decides that she wants to run in circles, you got a big field.
Right.
Anyway. I doubt if she'll do that. She's pretty calm. But it was beautiful. Yeah. I had never, you know what? I had never seen it before. Maybe I hadn't driven by there, on any of the 19, times past, well, since I've lived here 14 times.
But I think, Julie.
Thank you, Julie.
Yes.
And all the people out there. Like I said, Lori Alexander, we met so many people. And
many of these women, let's not forget, that are very involved with the Reading Rodeo. And some of them are the flag carriers for sponsors when we watch the rodeo. And some of them are the Reading Auxiliary Women's Club. And this weekend is Chicks and Chaps, which, of course, usually happens during the rodeo. Oh, it's 7:33. We got to run. Oh, my gosh. Okay, we've got there's just so much to talk about on this beautiful Monday morning. But we do have to take a break. We've got Carrie Schutte, and we're going to talk about numbers and what's happening now here locally with what we know in our statistics with Delta and COVID and all of the 19s and variants.
This portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is a true virtuoso when it comes to working on windshields. He is really from the old school. He can repair either a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Nobody does it better than Jeff Wurst. He's not going to take a chance for the safety of your family. You can get a free consultation, a free evaluation at his place at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a veteran-owned business, my friends. We'll be right back.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 16th for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas go towards supporting Turtle Bay education programming. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. Good morning. You can listen to us at KCNR1460.com. I'm streaming and hop into our chat room. It is the 13th of September, 7:38 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by
Estate Granite. Mike, if you're listening, of course, he's out there usually making some beautiful piece of granite countertop, or, you know, he just is a true artist. You know, a lot of times people just figure, you know, I'm going to stay away where I am, I'm going to remodel. Maybe you want to do a shower. I know I want to do a shower. We have like such a little tiny shower. But anyway, Mike at a steak granite. In fact, he's done the table that we have in our studio.
It's so small that if you brought a cat in, you couldn't wash it.
A vocal local supporter. He is veteran owned and a run with attention to detail. That is Micah. Both of his kids right now are serving in the armed forces, so we love him. Trust in Mike. He can do set up a consultation. 241-STONE.
In fact, our shower is so small that, you know, you've taken an MRI. They put you in that tube. I kind of feel like I'm getting an MRI when I get into our shower. We're here with Carrie Schutte, who is the public affairs officer or public information officer, or one of those things, from Shasta County Health and Human Services. We're filling up the hospitals.
Yes, we are. We've got a lot of cases on Friday. As you know, we reported 310.
Whoa.
On Friday, which is the highest that we've had, which is unnerving. And, of course, those are the ones that are, you know, positive PCR tests that have come into our database. That doesn't include people that take at-home tests or people who say, oh, you know, I have COVID, the rest of my family's sick, we're not going to get them tested because we know it's COVID. So it's a lot.
When I was in Sacramento on Thursday, because my parents are elderly and it's just important, I just go check on them. We had gone out and saw two mobile units in the parking lot over there by the outlets, Folsom Outlets, and there were lines of people waiting to get tested. And I guess evidently when I called, again, we talked about my pharmacist, he said, oh, we've just been so busy. They're not answering the phones.
Oh, gosh.
They're so busy. And he said, because when the, when they make you do something for employers for 100, can you share that with us, the mandate?
Well, it hasn't taken place yet. Biden said
you
have
100 people.
Oh, right.
If you're a federal employee, you must. And there was one other thing. So anyway, he was saying that it was just, everybody had to be, this is like all of a sudden these lines, but now you're talking about these numbers. What are we seeing?
We are also experiencing the same thing with, lots of, we've heard about lines around the testing facilities. We did increase the capacity at our state testing site here in Shasta County. So hopefully that'll take some of the pressure off some of those folks that are working really hard to get all those tests done. And yes, there are certain situations where, testing is necessary for, if you've been a close contact, things like that where, testing is important, and so I know it's frustrating to folks when they can't get in for a couple of days. You want to know right now. So
you can get can we get the test back now a lot earlier?
My son's friend just was tested, and his results were back about a day and a half after he got them.
Because some of them are saying they can literally get them back in hours. Because you've got those.
The home tests.
The rapid tests, they do have the rapid tests, I believe, at the COVID clinic on Dana and maybe on Lab 24. I'm not certain about that. But those are the 15-minute rapid tests. And so if you get a positive on one of those 15-minute rapid tests, we encourage you to go and get a PCR after that, because those aren't quite – they're a little bit different makeup than the PCR, and that you may get a positive on a rapid test that – might be a negative on a PCR test.
Okay. What about home tests? Are those things good?
They are, and it's sure hard to find one. I tried to find one the other day. I couldn't find one locally, couldn't find one on Amazon. So, that's one of those supply things that is a challenge, and it feels like every time we turn around, there's some new thing that's making this harder.
We're with Carrie Schutte, who is the public information officer for Shasta Health and Human Services. California, though, I mean, just the state of California is having a huge amount of COVID cases.
Yes.
Am I right?
You are right. It is. It's a big problem right now, unfortunately. And of course, what we would recommend is that we know that there are some people who are not interested in vaccination, and that's fair. We certainly hope that people come to the decision to do that because, we feel that it's the safest way to protect yourself from COVID. But we still really encourage people. The reason that it's important to know about these numbers that are so high is because there is something that each of us can do about that. We can, physically distance. We can wear our masks when we're indoors around people that don't live in our household. All those things that we were doing back when we had that last surge and everybody kind of hunkered down a little bit. So
yeah, but when we hunkered down last time, as you know, We killed businesses. A lot of kids were out of school. Now schools are open now.
Yes, they are.
I'm getting secret communications from people that, you know, they're talking about how many kids are coming in positive, how many of the staff are coming in positive, that they're self-isolating or they're sending them home for quarantining and all this. But Delta variant seems to be hitting younger people.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Where the old one, if you were like under the age of 19, you were probably like golden, but this one is not.
Right. And last, on Friday when we reported our 310 cases, there were almost 100 of those who were 19 or younger. So, and, you know, like you said, sometimes they don't get really sick and that's great. And sometimes they do. So that's why, you know, the masks in schools and all of those things that make our heads hurt as parents. We want our kids to just be able to go back to school and have it be normal, but unfortunately that's not how it is. We've got kids who are sick, and if we can protect them by doing all of these things that we know helps to reduce the spread of the virus, then it's incumbent upon us.
We're with Carrie Schutte from Health and Human Services. We've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, my favorite place to say I'm sorry. It was right there at Four Winds Jewelry. In fact, any husbands that want to go in there and say, oh, man, I stepped on it this time, just go in and see Rebecca and say, hey, I want one of Carl's, I'm sorry, pieces of jewelry. And she's got a whole display case there. And you can go from rings to bracelets to specially designed jewelry with a heart on it and all those things. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full service jewelry store in Redding. The only place I buy jewelry for Linda is at Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great people there, great selections at very fair prices. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Welcome back to our morning show. We're just blah blah. I love it. KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hey, if you're looking to clean up your car.
Hey, Carl and Linda Bott, welcome back. We're live.
Quick and Clean Car Wash. Been in there, been around Reading for about 100 years. I'm not sure if they were probably scrubbing the horses down like Linda does.
They had a mini mart. They had a market. They had a market there. I didn't know that.
But, they're on they're on the corner of Market in Eureka Way, next to Dutch Bros. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. Buy 10, get 3 free. Great place, friendly people, brushless car wash. You do a great job. That's Quick and Clean Car Wash. And by the way, Thursday, Linda and I will be at the Dutch Bros right there on your market in Eureka for a fundraiser for Turtle Bay. Caffeinate for a Cause. We'll be there. So will a number of other people will be there collecting your money as you come through. So please stop, come through, stop by and say hello. Get on the radio. Yeah, do that. Okay. Hey, we're with Carrie Schutte, who is the public information officer at, Shasta County Health and Human Services. Gives us an update every Monday about what's happening. 100 cases on Friday.
300
on Friday, but 100 of them under the age of
19. 19 and under, yes.
Wow. Now, somebody called in and asked, how do you tell if you've got the Delta variant?
That's such a good question. And the way that we tested for Delta variant back, you know, several months ago when it was an emerging variant and we needed to know, you know, has it reached California? Has it reached Shasta County? How many people have it? They were sending certain samples to the state, but not every test is tested. It's either a positive or a negative. Right now, what we know is that the Delta variant is absolutely the predominant variant in California, and so it's believed that that is also the case here, that that one has kind of taken over.
Okay. Now, they're named after the Greek alphabet.
Yes, they are.
Lots of letters in that Greek alphabet.
Yes, indeed. Carrie. Yes, indeed.
Are you, now I've heard something called the Mu.
Yeah, and the Mu is...
What the hell is a Mu?
That's such a good question. I'm not sure how Mu is different than Delta yet, because it's brand new, and, you know, every day we get something new that we get to learn about. But right now, it's a variant of concern. It's a variant of interest, not a variant of concern yet, so... We'll see what happens with
that
one.
Well, you know, if you look at your vaccination card, there's a couple more boxes on there that you can have stamped, and I'm sure part of it is the booster shot. Now, people are getting booster shots right now. Is that correct?
Yeah. So there are two different things. The first is a third dose, and that's recommended for people who are immunocompromised and, you know, who are at highest risk for getting really sick from COVID. And so that can happen very shortly after you get your second dose. The booster is supposed to be received 8 months or so after your final dose, and that's just for Pfizer and Moderna right now.
Okay. Is it time to just have our national leadership say, it's not going away, it's going to take years, and that we need to learn how to live our lives and move forward with this? Is it time?
you know, it's time for something, and I don't know what solves this problem. This is a communicable disease, and it doesn't care how old we are. It doesn't care what our political background is. Sometimes it doesn't even care really that we've been kind of careful out and about. Mm-hmm. It's affecting people.
You know, and it's funny how it will hit some people and not others.
Mm-hmm.
In the hospital, I know you have. I see your charts right here, and I can see it was just like level, and then just exploded.
Yeah.
In the hospital, we have how many people right now?
Oh gosh, we had as of when we did our numbers on Friday, we had 89
in the hospital and
17 in the intensive care unit.
And then of all the people that they have in the hospital, what's the percentage of people who've been vaccinated and unvaccinated?
Right now, it is more than 90% of people are unvaccinated, unfortunately.
Right. And I just saw one of the first cases, not first maybe, but a person who'd been vaccinated died of COVID.
Yes, we just reported on Friday, reported our second person who had been fully vaccinated and died from COVID.
I think we can talk about age. Was this somebody that was elderly, or I heard that some 40-year-old passed?
We've had, last week when we reported the deaths, we had two men in their 40s, a woman in her 50s, and two men in their 50s, as well as a man in his 70s and a woman in her 80s.
Had they been vaccinated? Do you know?
We're not reporting out case by case any longer. You know what? But what I do know about them is that five of them were unvaccinated. One was partially vaccinated, so that means they probably were on Moderna or Pfizer, took that first dose and did not have their second dose yet, and then one person was fully vaccinated.
Okay. In their 50s, then, of that group.
Well, I don't know which one goes with which person.
Right.
Yeah. We try to be really careful to protect people's private medical information.
Well, you know what, but maybe we should... We've been vaccinated. My whole family's been vaccinated. Mm-hmm. My staff has
and my
been
whole
vaccinated,
family as well
has been vaccinated. I am totally against the federal government mandating it and saying you will do that. I think that's really an overreach. On the other hand, I look at statistics, and if I see that it lessens my chance of having to go to the hospital or get seriously ill, that tells me enough. That's me, and that's Linda. We don't have really enough time, but can you just address what a monoclonal is? Did I pronounce it right?
You did. It's a monoclonal antibody treatment, and that is it's either an injection or an intravenous treatment. Boy, it is a Monday morning, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
Matt's trying to say these words.
You got it.
And that is designed when you are ill with COVID to help you recover.
It throws the antibodies go in. It's not the same as a vaccination, but it will last for a couple months. It's not the same, but what it does is it lessens the severity of this.
Yes, it does.
And that is available.
Yes, and we are desperately hoping that it becomes much more widely available as time goes on.
All right. Well, Casey Fatch from Shasta Regional Medical Center will be with us tomorrow, and he and I had lunch the other day, and he's going to address this.
Great.
The monoclonals, and also what he's seen in the hospital there, but as much as he can talk about it. But this seems to be something that could help mitigate or alleviate some of the worst symptoms.
Yes, and as you can imagine, the health department is extremely interested in more widespread use of that to help protect people who have become really sick. And it is available through your physician, so if you have tested positive, you're really sick, talk to your doctor about connecting you with that.
Or you get really sick if you've tested positive, because this is the studies they've done has helped keep people, has kept people out of the hospital.
For sure.
So I keep shouting at the top of my lungs, monoclonals. And I talked to somebody who's a very bright person the other night. He had not heard of them. And he goes, well, that doesn't. And I look it up, hand it to him, FDA approved, all these things. And he goes, whoa. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, So what do you want to leave people
what,
with?
What are your wave tops? Because we've got 2 minutes left here.
All right. So I would just say that, you know, this unfortunately hasn't gone anywhere. We're in the middle of this pretty nasty spike. And so we would just encourage everyone to keep doing those things that you've been doing to reduce the spread. We don't know, you know, sometimes you don't know that you have it until it's too late, and then you're going back and saying, oh, gosh, I was at a party last weekend, and then I was sitting with my friends at the football game and all of those different kinds of things. So just, you know, those practices, washing your hands, staying away from people when you're sick, getting vaccinated, of course, if you're ready to do that, and, you know, all of those important things that we do to just make sure that if we have something, we're not sharing it with someone else.
Okay. Carrie Schutte, who is spokesperson for Shasta County Health and Human Services every Monday morning, is going to come in here and give us an update what's going on until this thing is over. We'll be right back after the news with Shasta College.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The drive to boot California's Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom from office comes to a head tomorrow. Voters go to the polls casting ballots in the state's gubernatorial recall election, choosing between Newsom and a host of challengers, including Republican frontrunner Larry Elder.
At a Sunday rally, Newsom told voters take nothing for granted.
If we don't turn out and vote no, Larry Elder is the next governor of the state of California.
Meanwhile, Elder is accusing the media of a double standard that insulates Newsom from criticism and scrutiny.
This is a double standard to which I've been subjected to my entire time, and I'm sick of it.
He held a Sunday news conference with activist Rose McGowan.
Do I agree with him on all points? No. So what? He is the better candidate. He is the better man.
I'm Julie Walker.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights investigating reports of Taliban atrocities in Afghanistan.
My office has received credible allegations of reprisal killings of a number of former ANSF personnel and reports of civilians who worked for previous administrations and their family members being arbitrarily detained. In some cases, the officials were released and in others, they were found dead.
UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet. President Biden heading west today. It's a two-day trip focusing on both policy and politics.
The first part of the president's trip will focus on the wildfires that have been raging in several western states. He will stop in Boise, Idaho to visit the National Interagency Fire Center and then head to Sacramento, California to survey wildfire damage. Later in Long Beach, Mr. Biden will attend an event with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who faces a recall election.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says president will also visit Denver tomorrow, and there he will promote his economic agenda. Wall Street, Dow up 312 points, the NASDAQ down 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now, people are home with their pet more often, and I think especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue.
Nala's got some skin issues. He gets really going and scratching.
Excessive shedding, a lot of just scratching and itching.
Digging, scratching and itching and biting. On top of that, he was starting to get black buildup in his ears.
DINOVITE.com.
I just heard the Dynabite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot. And I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
We started Dynabite, and in our first stock, we noticed a difference, especially with the shedding.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
We've got 4 dogs, all different ages, all different sizes, and they've all just responded really well to the Dynabite, and they all love it.
We will be using Dynabite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
We order our Dynavite from Dynavite.com. DINOVITE.com.
Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett meeting with Egypt's president in a town on the Red Sea.
This meeting between the Israeli and Egyptian leaders was expected, but exactly when it would happen was kept quiet for security reasons, and today's talks were only announced hours before they were due to start. When they get going in the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh, tensions surrounding the Gaza Strip are likely to dominate the discussions. Egypt has always played a major role in efforts to mediate between Israel and the Palestinian militants in the Strip.
That's the BBC's Alan Johnston.
An Israeli defense contractor has unveiled a remote-controlled armed robot, it says, can patrol battle zones, track infiltrators, and open fire. The unmanned vehicle, the latest addition to the world of drone technology, which is rapidly reshaping the modern battlefield. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Biden administration planning to give $482 million to aviation manufacturers to help save jobs. Companies still struggling because of the pandemic.
The Transportation Department says companies getting the money must not lay off workers or cut their pay. The government says the money will protect up to 22,500 jobs. The pandemic caused a sharp drop in air travel that reduced demand for new planes.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. He says an estimated 100,000 aerospace jobs have been lost since the start of the pandemic. Afghanistan is the issue, as Secretary of State Antony Blinken testifies today before the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Tomorrow, the Secretary returns to Capitol Hill when he will appear before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to discuss Afghanistan. Again on Wall Street, the Dow up 287 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 13th of September, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And what special day is it today?
It's Uncle Sam Day.
Whoa.
Dun, 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 oh, that's
dun,
cool.
Dun, dun, dun. And
why do they call him Uncle Sam?
USA. Uncle Sam. USA. Sam. SA.
What does the M stand for?
Uncle Sam. M.
Okay.
I don't know. They just made it up.
Just curious.
Well, I'm sure you'll look it up
here. For any of
here.
Your trivia people, please get into our chat pack and tell us. I'm just curious. Today we're going to have 100 degrees, currently 72 degrees. Tonight we're going to have overnight lows of 79. Hazy days, Tuesday 103 and hazy, Tuesday night 66. Wednesday calls for sunny with a high of 95. Thursday clear skies, hopefully, with a high of 89. And Friday, 86. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Okay, the air quality index is 158, which is unhealthy. So if you've got a lung condition or something like that, that can smoke can bother you, please stay inside today or wear a mask outside. That might help. And the Lake Shasta water level is below 900 feet. It is at 898 feet, and the level is down 168.4 feet and below full pool of 1,067. This still means there's 898 feet of water in Lake Shasta. It's
that's
just,
right.
You have to kind of go further out to find
yeah.
it. Hey, we're here with Shasta College. And our
really a fun morning.
Show.
We always look forward to this.
Well, Peter Griggs. It's all Peter
yeah.
Griggs' fault.
That's well,
just, if it's a great show, it's because you and I are just fabulous. And if it's not, that's Peter's fault. But in all the years, Peter has never brought to us somebody that wasn't interesting. He brought in the horticulture one day, just them, one group, two people, one of them who had a mohawk. And I said, this is going to be a long day. This is going to be a long day. And it turned out that I didn't have enough time in that hour to talk to them. And the guy with the mohawk had spent two tours in Afghanistan and had decided that because, you know, he'd been in a high, you know, when he came back, got into a high pressure business. And he said, it didn't have the leadership I was looking for. So he took a test and he said, you'd be really good at something like horticulture. So he signed up at Shasta College, and he was happy, job offers coming out of his ears, but he was a little bit of an overachiever. They wanted 50 tomato plants. He planted 500. but You know what? When you're talking to the guy, if you get past that mohawk, you could see. I mean, this guy was a damn fine NCO in the Army. So I'm just giving an example.
Sidebar.
So that's a lot of pressure on you.
That was a lot of sidebar.
Nick.
Okay.
A lot of pressure on
well,
you, Nick.
No pressure at all.
But the point being is that we always love this moment. And Shasta College produces wonderful teachers and students. And with this first, we're going to start with Nick Webb. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you are the Gateway to College Program Director.
Indeed, I am.
And tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to your current position.
Well, I'm one of those Reading products that left and swore I'd never come back. And then, and then 4 years later, said there's nowhere I'd rather be than Reading, California. I missed mountains. I missed lakes. So, back I came. I've done a number of different things over the years that, all sort of came together in this program where we get to really support youth and give them a new opportunity and have a different high school experience and introduce them to college. Couldn't be happier to be here and get to work with wonderful people like the student sitting to my left, Taylor White. It's really a privilege.
What is the Gateway to College program?
Well, Gateway to College is an opportunity on the Shasta College campus and a partnership between the local high school district and the campus to give students that have had a rough time with high school another opportunity to be really good at it. So we're a program that works only with students that have been credit deficient or behind on credits, not on track to graduate, and bring them onto our college campus where they take both high school and college classes in a smaller setting, a very different type of atmosphere, and help them discover something about themselves, really good at academics, really find a love for something that they couldn't find at high school, or otherwise just to succeed and help them to graduation and hopefully introduce them to college and find a new thing that they're going to do after high school as well.
But then okay. You have to find in that student the will and the drive and the interest. So that takes a really incredible mentor to be able to pull out, because at that particular time, I believe that there's a crossroads in everyone. You know, we have several in our lives, but that could be like, I'm so done with this, forget about it. And you can go down a path that is just not enlightening. And all of a sudden, now who's the person that comes along and says, and who is our willing participant? Could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Taylor White.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Taylor. What was your experience? Did you, like, hate high school? I mean, how did you find this program, and how did they find you?
I didn't completely hate high school when I started. It took a turning point when bullying started happening, and then some family issues came up. But after switching to a different school, which was Shasta Charter, I switched from Foothill. That wasn't working either, and I had to go back to Foothill, which was just an environment that had a lot of anxiety for me. And so I found myself in the counselor's office a lot, and she talked to me through everything and mentioned Gateway. And actually, one day we called Mr. Webb and talked to him for a little bit, and I just knew that was the program for me.
So thank God for the counselor who listened and understood everybody has a specific, like, avenue to go, and enters Mr. Webb. So what happened? Did you go see Nick? Did somebody from his program come to you and say, okay, come to the college? Did they, like, not hand feed you, but, you know, help you, guide you?
Mr. Webb definitely helped guide me. But around the time that I started, COVID was still pretty bad, so everything was online. And we had interviews over, like, Zoom, and just got all of our information from there.
Well, it sounds to me, young lady, that you had a desire. You wanted to be better, do better.
Yeah, for sure. I had noticed that my siblings started picking up some of my school habits, and, you know, their, like, achievements and stuff mean the most to me, and I wanted to see them do better, so I had to do better.
Now, we're going to take a quick break here, and
Fantastic.
We're going to talk about the what this program is and what it does for kids when we get back. Nick, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell, is just one fine person. She has been doing this. She's been helping families, seniors, business owners, veterans since 1993, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. You know, on the financial side, so many things are happening on the financial side. Are your investments the way they should be? If you want a second opinion on your retirement plan or 401k, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. Give them a call at 221-0441. Make an appointment, stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive and talk to Judy or any one of the professionals that she has working for. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. 8:14 in the morning, 66 degrees out there. Air quality index is 158, which is unhealthy. We'll be right back.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year, where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Nothing says hang on to summer like classic root beer float treats. At Black Bear Diner, they paired sweet root beer and decadent vanilla cream in a dreamy cream pie filling to make a root beer float pie. Served in a graham cracker crust and topped with whipped cream and maraschino cherries. Grab one with your meal or box one up to go. Always shareable, always delicious. But hurry! Serve this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, where you can always feed your inner bear. Dine-in, delivery, and carry-out available.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
It's the Redding Rancheria Community Fund 2021 Year to Remember. Friday, September 17th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Bling is the name of the game this evening, so be ready to dazzle. Since the inception of the fund in 2002, it has granted approximately $3.4 million to the local area. So join us in celebrating 71 organizations that we have been able to help, with one getting a surprise gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. This is an indoor-outdoor event, so if you aren't vaccinated, we ask you to please wear a mask.
And welcome back to our morning show here with Carla and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio. on this Monday morning. It is the 13th, and we have hazy skies today. 96.5 FM on your FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Or you can go to KCNR1460.com. Listen to us live online. Jump in the chat room if you have questions at all pertaining to our subject matter. And I know a lot of people just visit amongst themselves. And we are also on
today.
YouTube.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is in the middle of this fight against COVID right now. And it's good to know that you've got one of the top hospitals in the United States right here in Reading that is in this fight to help keep our people well. And if you've become ill, that they want to keep you alive. As cold as that may sound, but that's what they're there for. It's one of the top rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It's one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. It's going to become a teaching hospital next year when they start bringing in residents as they teach them.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, and they're going to get up to like 22, 24 residents.
Oh, that's cool.
Over the next year or two. Which is great because it's new doctors coming in. Mm-hmm. They'll learn under really experts there at Shasta Regional. And then hopefully we can keep them all right here in Northern California. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're here with, of course, Shasta College. And we're with Dan Webb.
We're here with Nick Webb, who is the director.
I knew it was Webb.
Gateway runs up the Gateway, and at the break we were talking a little bit about Nick that this is something that was funded, or the grant came from Bill and Melinda Gates, and it's usually been a grant that's given to more metropolis areas, mm-hmm. and this is rural, so it's different. So tell us a little bit about the funding for this program.
Sure. So some folks came together about 8 years ago here and said we wanted to replicate something that had been done elsewhere. This started up in Portland originally, and looking around and saying we want to do something about folks that are behind on credits. You know, if you're behind on credits in high school, it becomes far less likely you're going to graduate. If you don't graduate high school, you start one step behind in trying to pursue whatever's next for you, and more things are requiring some form of college or career training. So we wanted to do something about that, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation was stepping forward and helping to introduce this program across the country. So we got one of those small grants to get us off the ground for the first 3 years, and we've been going strong for 8 years. And it's been quite successful, even compared to other programs similar to us, other Gateway to College programs on other campuses.
So when you talk about the differences with rural versus, like, give us an example.
The biggest one that we see in just about all of our community services is transportation. So if you live in a major city, you have access to, ground transportation or what have you. Often you can just walk to the service. Here we're talking students in our service area that are coming from, not just Millville, but Shingletown, that are coming from Round Mountain and beyond. And to get those folks all to the college campus 5 days a week for our classes can be a real struggle, whereas in other places that's just an automatic. And Taylor is an example of that. Like, you have to make a serious effort to get to school if you're going to enter one of these special awesome programs.
And Taylor, at the break too, you were sharing with us that in this Gateway program that you the classes are smaller. People share with some of the words, the descriptions that make you kind of really dig or like going to class because of a camaraderie.
Yeah, so like, our class right now is probably 9 to 10 students for this returning cohort, and it's a lot of fun because you all start out super nervous, like, at the beginning of the year, not really friends, and by the end, you guys are close and you want to hang out, and the relationships you get to build with the teachers by having a small class, it's phenomenal. Like, you can tell that the teachers really care about you getting your education and getting your diploma by the time you're supposed to graduate. And all the kids there are really putting in an effort to do it, and there's really no drama and nothing else like that. It's nice.
What's your success rate, Nick?
we measure it in a lot of different ways. Yeah. Actually, for us, mostly what we're doing is focusing on students. So we don't measure ourselves very often or very accurately. We're focused on what can we do that's best for our students. But you find when you do that, the success follows. And the Gateway to College National Network, again, there's about 30 of these programs across the country. Mm-hmm. They measure for us. So all of our data goes into their huge database, and once a year they send us a dashboard. The students that come into our program are averaging a 1.8 grade point average in high school, and when they graduate, they're finishing much higher than that. So I have it somewhere here on my
paper. He's trying to find it. So I'll give you a break. I'll give you a break here, but what we're saying is they all graduate.
Our graduation rate is spectacular.
Right.
So there's four metrics that the national network judges us on, and every year that we've been eligible for it, we've received their Program Excellence Award that says we've met all of those metrics, and we typically surpass them by quite a bit.
Well, you know, and that's the big thing. Would you finish school without this?
Probably not. It would have taken like an extra year or so for me to get caught up in credits.
Yeah.
I came to Gateway with probably a straight F's mm-hmm. from my other school, and I ended last semester with a 3.5 GPA.
Oh my
Whoa.
Goodness.
Whoa.
Congratulations. We're here
Is that things like math? Is that things like math and all those things you have
yeah.
to take?
Yes. So every semester, last semester, they switch it between economics and government. So last semester I had economics, this semester I have government, next semester will be economics again. Last semester we had English, this semester it's math. And
okay.
you have different opportunities to take different college classes. They also have a great online schooling thing. It's called
sure.
Ingenuity, where you can get credits done much faster. And
yeah.
I did biology on that.
Okay, what do you want to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is where we go.
Yeah, so like,
okay,
I mean,
now you're going to go out of here with a 3.5.
Yeah.
You are obviously well-spoken. You are obviously an advocate of this, and you're sharing this with the other people that may have had some problems. But what do you want to do with your life?
I would love to be a teacher.
Oh, yeah.
A preschool teacher, like anywhere from pre-K to, like, second grade. Just the younger kids, they're a lot of fun to like teach.
Oh yeah, they are. Yeah, it's like being around a bunch of young Marines.
Yeah.
You know, they just need leadership, and they need leadership and a thing to do. If you don't give them something to do, they get in trouble.
Yeah.
So 2-year-olds. Oh no, that would be like 4-year-olds, right? Four,
yeah.
five, six.
Preschool is like 3 to 4, kindergarten 5. They soak up everything from the surroundings. So
yeah,
getting
like little
to,
sponges.
Yeah.
So well, Taylor, now what year are you?
I'm a senior.
Okay, so you're going to be graduating this year.
Yes.
Yeah, capping down?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have an awesome graduation.
I bet.
It's really fun to celebrate.
So have you already started applying to other schools? Or?
I'm going to continue with Shasta College.
Good idea.
Actually, since I'm in Gateway, I got the opportunity to take early childhood education courses this year, and I'm in human development right now.
Great.
And plan to continue next semester.
Okay,
so
you'll
good.
Get your first 2 years under your belt there at Shasta College, and you'll be ready to move on.
Yes, hopefully. After 2 years in the ECE program, you can get your certificate to, like, teach preschool, and I think that's what I'll start out doing, and then
really?
Continue.
You can get a certificate to teach preschool. Oh,
mm-hmm.
I thought, okay, so you don't have to be a teacher, but you've had 2 years of education to
right.
teach you how to do that.
And
yes.
special, and
wow.
special, I'm
that's
sure,
great.
Education on how to deal with that specific age group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like...
In development.
Did they teach you about duct tape?
Okay,
I'm just wondering. Well,
not yet. That's
not
your
yet.
Fear.
That's in one of your advanced classes. The mm-hmm. the use of duct tape in 4-year-olds. Okay.
Okay.
Nick, you obviously get a lot of pleasure out of this.
I do. It's really fun to get to see students flourish and discover something new for themselves and discover what they're really good at.
It's not a little known fact, but I have my teaching. I have my teaching degree and my California teaching credentials.
That's awesome.
I realized, though, that when I student taught for the 6 months they had, it was a program that we taught for like 6 months in a school. We had our own classes. That it was really hard. So I went in the Marine Corps so I could be unstressed. My hats are off to teachers that truly have the love for their students and want their students to move forward. And I feel like, Nick, this program. And did we ask you how many people are in this?
Not yet, but we should really give a shout out to our instructors. We have both high school and college instructors, and they all select to work with our program. They want to work with our students where they know they can make a huge difference and really connect with students. Right this semester during COVID, we're at about 30 students.
Okay.
Next semester, we'll be going back to about close to 60.
Okay. Now, if it's a parent whose child is having having some problems in school, how do they get a hold of you to get and how do they apply for this?
Sure. So our program, easy to get in touch with us. If you go to the Shasta College website, shastacollege.edu, and just type into the little search bar "Gateway to College." And again, we're there for high school students that are behind on credits, not on track to graduate. They have to be at least 16, and those are the two base requirements. Past that, they apply to one of our scholarships, because once you're in our program, we pay for all of your college expenses, all of your high school expenses that are along the way. So even if you're taking a welding class, if you're part of our program, we'll be paying $400 towards your welding materials. If
you're and you need welding materials. You need a one of those little basic things.
Totally need a mask.
And helmet. Okay. And
so apply on our website. It's an application process. We typically get students referred by high school counselors, but we've also received plenty of calls from parents that say, "I have a student that might be interested."
You know, this is I think a great program for a segment of our children who they're bright. And, you know, some of it could just be is that they're too bright for school, for high school. Do you run into that every so often?
Yeah,
I mean, they're bored. They're just bored.
Yeah, the students that we get are, you know, there's always something. They've experienced some sort of disruption with high school. We have a couple of students in our program who've lost a parent in the last 5 years, and that can really just disrupt everything. We have students that have moved around from one place to another and gotten off track because of that. We also have a lot of students where just a traditional high school doesn't fit. You know, being in a building with 1,600 other people just feels like too much, and they get lost. They get, you know, moved to the sidelines.
It's easy to do.
And being in a smaller place where we focus on a really caring atmosphere and attendance. And if you're not there, we'll notice. We'll call every phone number we have for your family if you're not there for a day.
They'll hunt you down. Right,
we'll
Taylor?
We'll hunt you down, Taylor.
Taylor, was it easy for you to start? Did it take a while to get kind of into this?
To get into the flow?
Yeah.
I came in with pretty high hopes for it and,
you know,
just like the drive to do better. Mm-hmm. But to get the ball rolling, so to say, it did take a bit more for, like, mentally to do so. But Miss Kelly, she works at Gateway. She's so kind and so helpful, and you can come to her for anything. She was very nice last year, especially when just starting out. And, you know, she's, like, sees you for you and doesn't try to place any, like, judgment or anything like that.
I think we can end on that one, Taylor.
Thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations.
And I think if I had a kid, I wouldn't mind in a couple of years after you've gone through your training, that having a youngster with you. I think that you're going to be very caring because you've learned how not being caring can
been there,
can
done that, still going on.
And I really like your T-shirt there, too.
Thank you. It's really cool.
He coming up for also Shasta College. We're going to be talking to some of the kids out there, as well as Jonas Lindblom from the Shasta College Farm Manager. We love the farm out there, you guys. Can't wait to hear about it when we get back here on KCNR 96.5 FM. This is Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show is brought to you
by Northern Farms Instruction. I tell you what, Northern Farms Instruction was built 12 or 13 years ago by retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty. It's the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaching in over 40 different locations. If you want the epitome of firearms instruction, give Northern Firearms Instruction a call at 530-999-1822. And like Taylor, if you don't like being in big classes, we have private classes. If you want to get your own, privately instructed CCW class, give them a call. Or you can give me a call, because I do that too. Because I work for Northern Firearms Instruction, you know, as an instructor there, so I have to admit that. Because it's the best place to get your firearms training. Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com. We'll be right back.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is Monday, the 13th of September, 8:37 in the morning. 66 degrees out there. Your air quality index sucks. It's at 158, which is unhealthy. So if you've got a lung problem or asthma or any of those types of things, you might want to think about staying inside or wearing a mask out there to help with the particulates.
It will be 100 today, hazy skies. Overnight lows of 69, tomorrow calls for 103, and Tuesday night 66. Wednesday calls for sunny with a high of 95, and Thursday 89 as we get down into those beautiful 80s. Friday will be sunny with 86. Now the weekend, according to our forecast here, will be chance of showers on Saturday. We love that. Partly sunny with a high near 80. And chance of showers on Saturday night. Sunday calls for mostly sunny with a high near 81. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I am very excited about having this segment here. But you need to do a shout-out to...
Cypress Square Barbershop. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, they've been our sponsors since the day we started. And I can't say enough about them. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments. 844-9478. Make an appointment, walk in, get your haircut, walk out, which to me is, yeah, that's cool, but I used to like to sit in there. It's an old-time barbershop. Listen to what's going on, you know, read the magazines. Well, now everybody's got a phone, so they don't have all those magazines anymore. So anyway, I can hardly recommend them, and they are man's last stronghold.
That's right.
Cypress Square Barbershop.
And with us this morning we have Jonas. Is it Lindblom?
Lindblom.
Lindblom. Okay. But 1-0.
Yes.
All right. So there you go. Who is the farm manager from Shasta College? We love your whole program out there. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Were you raised here? Tell us so we can get into the mind of our farm manager out of Shasta College.
Sure. So I was raised and born in Humboldt County, California, in Arcata. That's where I went to high school.
Oh, my gosh. We have some Arcata people we know that just once Arcata, always Arcata, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's great to visit, but glad to be over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they moved too.
Okay. So Arcata High. Okay.
Yes. And then once I graduated from Arcata High, I actually became a part of our farm dorm program. And so as a student going through our program, I was one of the students chosen to live and work on the farm, and that's just a great experience altogether.
And now you're the farm manager.
Yes.
So what's that entail?
So as far as the farm manager's duties, when I first get there in the morning, it's basically finding out any problems or anything that happened over the last afternoon or the day before that I haven't had a chance to fix yet, and making sure feed's in order for all the animals, making sure everybody's doing their job and everything's running smoothly, as well as making sure the animals are in good care.
Okay. Give us a visual for if somebody hasn't been out there, about how many animals-ish are you in care of or in charge of?
So we have about 16 head of cows. Then we have about 10 sows, so breeding sows, pigs. And then we have right now about 35 goats.
Okay. Any chickens?
Yeah, we have about, I'd say probably about 30 chickens right now.
All right.
Okay, now, you don't do this all by yourself.
No, I have lots of help.
How many students do you have in the farm program?
I have 8 students currently in the farm room program, and they do a great job of helping me through the day.
What do you do with, you've got 10 breeding sows. Mm-hmm. They can have, like, what, 10 to 15?
Depending on litter, ours average from about 8 to 14 per litter.
Well, it was close, huh?
Yeah, real close.
And which is why they're so prolific out in the wild.
Yeah.
So what do you do with those?
So a lot, depending on the time of year, we either sell those for feeder hogs for people to raise up at home, and a lot of people like to take them home and raise them themselves for butcher. And then we also sell them for 4-H and FFA projects.
Because okay. When you say it's a working farm, I think we would like to understand what the term means, working.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Right.
So everything we raise there on the farm, we sell out into the industry and try to do our best to make sure we put out good product.
So that's probably, I was thinking about how much it costs for feed. And do you do fundraisers, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we do a lot of fundraisers. Because we are a school-run facility, we get a little help from the state, but also we make our own hay to feed the cattle, and we try to mix our own grain to make it cheaper for the pigs. And so we do a lot of stuff on the farm to help pay for our own program and help us expand.
I really like this.
I
because
do too.
And our and Taylor Arrowsmith, who is an ag ambassador, are you one of the students there?
Yes, this is my second year being a farm dorm student.
Okay. Now, how'd you get into this, Taylor?
I knew that I wanted to go to college, obviously, and I knew I didn't want to go too far because I'm only from Red Bluff, so pretty local.
Yeah.
And I really liked ag. I started 4-H when I was only 9 years old and then raised the hog up until I graduated high school. And I knew I wanted to stay a part of it, but also get the benefit of free 2 years tuition and staying close to my family. So I was talking to my counselor one day, and she was like, hey, you should do this farm dorm program. It's at Shasta College. You live and work there, so you get out of the house and get that sense of independence. You work, and you're able to save money at the same time. And I was like, yeah, that sounds great. So I applied, and then luckily I got in right after I graduated, and now I'm starting my second year.
Okay. So while you're there, and now you're in your second year, and you really got your hands in it, and you're mm-hmm. part of it, do you have, like, a visual or a sense of where this might take you, or desire of where this may take you?
Yeah, for sure. Since I was little, I always wanted to be a part of ag one way or another. Not really sure career-wise if I want to go full-time ag, but I would love to have, like, a type of breeding project that I can give, be able to help 4-H'ers and FFAs for a more reasonable price. That's what I love about Shasta College is they're all reasonable prices and kids can afford it, because some big breeders charge astronomical prices for kids, like $600, $700 a pig, and I just want to be able to help the kids
start out. For a little pig?
Yeah, to raise up to sell at fair, and so I just want to be that side that's able to help them affordably, or just be a hog leader and help kids that way, kind of like how Jonas is a role to certain kids, like be that same for another group or something like that.
So we don't really know about the nuts and bolts, you know, and that's what we learned today. We love about Peter Griggs bringing on people like, and we're talking again with Taylor Arrowsmith and Jonas Lindblom from Shasta College in the farm area out there. We think of Shasta College, but they do have a working farm.
We got to take a quick break here. You know, Peter, I just want to say is that you continue to bring in groups of people that we find so interesting. And part of it is obviously the feeling of the instructors and the ones in charge, because they're all fired up.
And the enthusiasm from the students.
Absolutely. This weekend, Paisano Days is back. It's Friday, September 17th from 5 to 10 p.m., Saturday, September 18th from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and it's free. It's free to go there, and Friday night is the big spaghetti feed, and of course, you can also get those meatball sandwiches, the meatball sandwiches, and Saturday, meatball sandwiches. They've got cannoli, they've got basket raffles, arts and crafts, music, and bocce ball. In fact, I and three other people, as soon as I find them, are having a bocce ball. I'm going to be on the media night where we go out there and we make fools of ourselves, throwing little balls down the – hey, Peter, do you want to be on my team Thursday night?
Thursday night.
Think about it for a minute. I'll let you pay me to be off it. And, of course, beer and wine. It's Paisano Days. Also this weekend, the Fort Crook Historical Society would like to invite all to the annual Pioneer Day on Saturday, September 18th from 10 to 3 p.m. at the Fort Crook Museum. Dragoon soldiers will be dressed in period attire. There'll be craft and merchant vendors, live music. Yeah. This is going to be a big thing. It's up in Fall River Mills. For more information, call 336-5110. We'll be right back.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, empowering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
Green Bear, your friendly oil change. Green Bear and all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready.
Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a premier oil change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 16th for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas go towards supporting Turtle Bay education programming. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org.
And welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Yes, you just heard about a commercial about, I'm just going to go ahead and say this, Caffeinate for a Cause for Turtle Bay. And we all know that the Dutch Brothers around Redding and Anderson and various locations usually have people from, city council and leaders in the community. And we've always been blessed to be able to go out here to this Dutch Brothers over here off of
Eureka,
right down the block from our, like, three doors down.
Eureka Market Street.
Right?
We'll be right there.
We'll be doing our show live from 7 to 9. So come by, support. A portion of the proceeds do go to wonderful causes here. It's called Caffeinate for a Cause.
Yep,
and again, also goes to our Turtle Bay to support Turtle Bay. And as we all know that we've gone through and we are going through, and you heard Carrie Schutte on earlier this morning talking about, our COVID cases. And so some of our huge fundraisers that would be inside for great big galas have been canceled. And that's why we really need to do this. But speaking of fundraising, we've got a couple things going on here where you can actually go in and support Shasta College on this special day that they're doing. Can we talk a little bit about that? And then we're going to get back into the college and the courses. You have Farm Day.
Yes, we do.
Coming up. What day?
That'll be October 2nd.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about that day?
Sure. So we're going to be open from 10 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And this day is really a day to welcome back the community. We've been shut down for a while because of COVID, and so we wanted to offer a day for people to bring out their families and just experience the farm again. It's an all-free event, and we're going to be hosting it outsides. So it's a really safe event. If you're worried about COVID, we're going to be taking all the school's safety precautions. And we're going to be offering demonstrations on some of our new equipment. And we really just want everybody to come out and have a great time and really experience the farm and let them know that we're back.
Yeah, petting zoo, one of my favorite places. But this is a way for people to come out, get outside, see what's going on there at the farm at Shasta College. And we're here with Jonas Lindblom and Taylor Arrowsmith. And Taylor's a student out there from Red Bluff. And she's got her cool shirt on, or jacket on.
Yeah.
Ag ambassador. Now, what's it like to live in you live at the farm,
yes,
right?
Okay. So I live in the farm dorm. It's just a house that sits right back behind the farm. It's probably one of the funnest experiences I've ever been able to do. You get super, super close with your roommates. These are the brothers and sisters I never really wanted, but I got instead. We usually start our day about 6 to 6:30 in the morning. We got to feed all the animals, depending on what unit you're on. So I'm on goat unit, so I'm in charge of taking care of the goats on a daily basis. So we go out and feed. If we need to chop hay for the animals, we do that. Any breeding things, anything like that, moving goats from one field to the other, we usually do. And then Jonas, when Jonas gets there, we usually talk and go about the day of what we need to get done for projects to help out with lab classes, anything like that. And then on top of all that, we're also all full-time students taking classes. So if we got to go to class, we'll go run to class and then come right back and work. And pretty busy, but it's a lot of fun, so a lot of experiences.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
Okay. And how
you seem older.
Do you?
I mean,
yeah.
You don't look older.
Yeah. You're a good ambassador. You're a good ambassador. Let's just put it that way. A good spokesperson. Is it hard to? Do you find that you can become attached to one of the animals?
Yes. We actually have a goat. Her name's Sister Bear, and we all love her very much. She was in our house last weekend and just hanging out with us in our dorm.
Did she, like, sleep on the bed? Or?
Yeah, she was laying on the couch with us.
Oh, my God.
We definitely get really attached to him because you're with him every single
day. Oh, my gosh.
And so...
But you keep your goats, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Some we keep for breeding, and then we do sell some for also using
and not
for fair.
Sister Bear or whatever.
No, Sister Bear we get
Sister
to keep
Bear
for breeding.
Sister Bear is going to be there
she's
forever.
She's staying, girlfriend. Yeah.
She's
that's it.
She's being passed from class to class.
Okay, so what's the difference? Help me with this. You've got, because I have a friend in Nashville that started with a pygmy goat and ended up like with 10.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have like a certain kind of breed or? Okay.
Yeah, so we have boar goats, which are used for meat production. So people buy them and use them to eat. And then there's dairy goats. And then pygmy goats are more of like a pet, I would consider. But we have boar goats all at the farm. So that's all we breed.
And that's B-O-E-R, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And
what kind of
goats do they have on the in the team that comes in and eats all the, you know, debris and all the stuff that we've had here? There's a guy that comes in and
brings in hundreds of goats.
Do you know what kind of goats those are?
Yeah, my uncle actually does that, and he has all boar goats. Sometimes you get a little bit of mixed breeding and stuff like that, but for him, predominantly, they are boar goats as well.
Yeah, you can never tell those little goats. They're being pretty randy out there.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody told me having goats is like having a four-legged two-year-old. Is that true?
Yeah, they go anywhere and everywhere they want to. They get into absolutely everything. We always get text message, hey, goats are out. Gotta go run out and go catch them and put
goats
them back in the field.
Out.
Yeah.
Do you guys have horses out there?
No.
Okay. So we have cows, chickens, goats, and the sows, the pigs. Okay. Interesting.
So how many people can you take in your program, Jonas?
As far as the dorm program or classes in general?
Just classes in general.
So typically we offer classes, and I think they're capped at 25 or 30, depending on which class. So we really have a great opportunity. In the fall, we offer some more classes as far as introduction classes into animal science. And in the spring, we offer the same amount of classes, but just a couple different ones.
If I wanted just to take a class on ag, what class would I take?
I would say the most popular class is to get a well-rounded introduction into ag would be the animal science lab class.
Okay.
So you kind of get an introduction into the farm. You're able to learn about the anatomy of animals and a lot of breeding procedures and things like that at a more introductory level.
Well, what about things like growing stuff? Do y'all do that too?
Yes. So we also have horticulture classes, which talk a lot about soil science and plant science and a lot on that side. So we really offer a pretty well-rounded experience depending on which direction you want to focus on.
Are we seeing, I mean, we read a lot about small farms are just disappearing now. But then you read things where people are going back to the farm and they're farming. Are you seeing an uptick in that at all?
Yeah, it depends on the year and the semester. Sometimes we have a big flow of people that just want to get some introduction into being able to run their own farm. And some years we just have a lot of students that are trying to get their degree in ag. So it really just depends on the group that comes through.
Okay.
But we definitely get a lot of people that are trying to learn to start their own farm.
So would you one on introduction to animal husbandry or whatever you call it there, would that tell you how to feed animals, different types of animals, horses, cows, and all that?
Yeah, so in that introductory class, we were able to learn a lot about feeding, nutrition, breeding. It really goes through the whole production of raising animals.
Okay. All right. That's interesting.
Well, both of you.
Can people just
thank you so
like,
much.
Can you audit the class and just kind of sit in the rear and listen?
Yeah, yeah, that's an option as well.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Taylor. I mean, I think it's so exciting. You're going to have to, I hope you're writing, journaling this, and one day you can share what it was like for you in the day, in the life of the year, in the life of being in the dorm, on the farm, at Shasta College.
Sure.
I love
What's the toughest thing out there to do?
It kind of depends on the day. If it's really hot, picking blackberries are our least favorite thing for sure. So blackberries just get overgrown, and you're having to rip them out, getting thorns in your hand, and it's just absolutely terrible. That's probably our least favorite thing in the whole.
Isn't that what you should have? Isn't that what your goats are for?
They eat the leaves, but they won't eat the actual stem and the stalk. So that's what we have to go.
Well, those, you know, they're being. I don't think that's fair. Hey,
we
your
thought
they
ate the blackberry, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's something we learned today.
Hey, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah.
Taylor Arrowsmith, who is a student out at Shasta College, agricultural ambassador, and Jonas Lindblom, who is a farm manager out there who looks like one of the students. And Peter Griggs. Again,
thank you
for bringing in two sets of guests that are just outstanding. Tomorrow. We're going to have Turtle Bay will be in here at 7, but then Shasta Regional Medical Center, the CEO, and I think he's bringing in a couple other people, will be on at 8 o'clock, and we're going to be talking COVID and the seriousness of this and what's happening at the hospitals. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.